Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
What's going on, guys? Crack Media back at you. XP Share episode 53. Wow, bro. Wow, just wow. I got no words. Oh yeah, I kind of. I want to grow this out more, dude. So I was like, you know what? It's time to actually like shave it off, bring it out new, you know, fucking try to get rid of the gray hairs and shit. But bro, hold on. The real one. Hold up. Oh, wait. Okay. I'm kind of dumb on this right now. Why am I? Okay. Here we go. The fade, bro. The fade, dude, bro. Bro, it's so good. Oh God! Now you did. All right, now we're just gonna. Now we're just gonna turn around. Now we're pivoting. All right, I'm growing everything out. You fucked it, bro. Yo, what's going on, mute? Shit. No, I do want to get something going. I can't go to Sports Clips anymore. Fucking I was in California and Jesse has a friend who's more of like a barber, and I was like, yeah, I just need something on the sides, not really anything up top, whatever. And bro, I can't go back, dude. I can't go back. Then fucking so good, dude. Anyways, podcast guys, what's going on, bro? It's been, why does it, it always feels like it's been so long since we just like talk. Yeah, I mean, even the last one was like a month in between too, right? Wait, why can't I, am I talking by myself? Hold on, wait, have I been talking to my goddamn self this whole time? It's not, hold on, is your talking? Hold on. Mute. Has Juice even been coming through this whole time? Or are we just like,
is it not coming through?
Oh, there we go. Hold on. Okay. Shit. Well, that sucks. We are now. All right. Well, that sucked.
Oh, well, okay. We're muted for a little bit.
I think
technical
so.
Difficulties.
What about that?
Technical difficulty. Okay, well, yeah, he says he can hear me now.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Well, you know, I was just having a conversation with myself. I was just testing you guys this entire time. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Just trying to see who's paying attention, you know?
just got to make sure the attention spans are there. You know, mute, we appreciate you for your feedback right there. Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Friend tried to fight City Hall is kind of crazy, though. Boss, what's a literal building? That's real wild.
Oh my god, one of them court things, I'm guessing. God.
I hope that things went okay.
But anyways, back to news. Back to the reason we're here. Back to the reason we fucking miss you guys. It's been too long. We've been the month of July has been really, really quiet. But We've been trying to make moves in the background. For those of you who don't know, the Tanax Circuit Season 2 just ended last Friday. FlyQuest, of course, taking that one. Congrats to FlyQuest. Fuck like yeah, dude. Now, if only we could get Sentinels and FlyQuest on there, dude. Oh, man. Imagine.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
But we got a lot more things in the works. I'm talking to some people again about a couple more tournament series, things we're going to start running, maybe some more esports content for y'all to kind of digest. And then, yeah, it's just been, it's been a slow month publicly, but we've been moving in the background. So I hope everybody's staying tuned and ready for what's to come. Also, big announcement. Actually, if you guys haven't seen it in the Discord already, go check out the announcement channel. If you are at all interested in either playtesting an upcoming game title or getting involved in development, graphic work, video editing work, anything, if you are at all interested in getting involved in this upcoming title, can't say much, NDA kind of stuff, but go check out our announcements. It's called Project Int, spearheaded by my friend RJ, who's been so kind to us, bringing us on. Crack Media is going to basically handle the esports production when it does get to that point. So we're really excited to work with them. It's just so much progression from that team, and I'm super excited to see where it goes. So if you guys are at all interested in that, check it out in announcements. The Discord is there. They also have an application if you want to get involved in development. By all means, do it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And, you know, I think it also needs to be stated that, you know, everyone who is in the Crack Media Discord, go check out our VODs. There is a YouTube VODs channel. If you're trying to figure out where the YouTube channel is or whatever, don't go on YouTube and just start searching around. Just come to the Discord, look at the VODs. It's all there. It's all there. And it's amazing. So you should just do it. Why not? Yo. Don't make me hunt you down.
Yo, Skylab was good. Grand finals going to be uploaded actually pretty much after this podcast. So Marvel Rival Grand Finals, I believe that was between Alani Wind and FlyQuest. That, of course, I already hit some spoilers, but if you want to go see those games, they'll be up by tonight, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Shmoving.
So, this has been a pretty crazy week. I moved to a new location and just barely got the internet up this morning.
Oh yeah.
This could have been hectic if I didn't. Yeah, some guy came out and like crawled under the house to find out why our coax cables weren't working. But we got it sorted. So I'm glad that we're live. And in effect, I mean, if there's nothing else, man, we should just go ahead and just hop into these topics because,
yeah, dude,
something happening.
Bring me in, dude. I've been so MIA about esports world stuff that's going on. Fill me in. What are we looking at?
Yeah. So we're going to get started. For any hero shooter fans out there, Marvel Rivals, we're going to start with that. So Marvel Rivals basically have a new ban system for two things. Number one, new ban system for smurfing, but in a stricter penalty for people that leave games early. So let's start with the smurfing, right?
About time.
I love this personally. Yeah, I mean, I realize that something similar, I believe, happened in Overwatch, a time ago. Definitely not happening now. And it seems to me that Marvel Rivals is taking their stab at it, right? As an average player on a hero shooter, especially if you're solo queuing and you're just casually looking to have a good time and just kind of just play the game, nothing sucks more than being in a lobby with a bunch of scrubs and then the one guy on one team just being Jesus compared to everyone else. That shit sucks. I mean, let's just put it out there. And of course the perspective changes based on your skill level, right? If you're a really high rank player and you're trying to practice a new character, you're like, well, I go to quick play because, you know, if I go to competitive trying to practice this new character, we're going to get rolled. People are going to flame me. You know, it's not fun. But at the same time, those same competitive players will also tell you that, you know, when you're grinding, you're going to take L's and you have to be okay with that. You have to understand that it's a part of the growth process. You're going to take L's naturally. That's just how this works.
Yeah.
But now we're complaining about the fact that Marvel Rivals is not happy with people with you smurfing. It's like, you know, I guess you pick your arguments based on what's convenient for you. Obviously, as average, the most average gamer in the world, it sucks running into a smurf. So if you're playing Marvel Rivals and someone is smurfing, basically the Marvel Rivals, they'll send you a message saying, hey, listen, stop it. All right. Log back into your main account. Stop fucking with these, you know, with the underlings, and we'll leave you alone. And if you don't, then they will give you a ban. Some bans have been, I think it's only been for like some hours or days. Some bans have been for the entire season. And of course, this is for, you know, both ways, it sucks. You know,
is that just a Smurf account ban or is that the main account ban as well?
Smurf account.
Okay.
They're trying to encourage people to stay on their main account. If you got to learn a new character, learn the new character on the main account. Again, you're going to take some L's. That's what the sweaties always say. It's a part of the grind. It's a part of the growth process. You're going to take some L's every now and then. So go ahead and learn the new character on your main account. Give your team a heads up so maybe they can try to find a way to adjust and help you out, whatever. But yeah, no more smurfing, at least for the time being. Will they change that system? They likely will. It ebbs and flows, you know, different phases that happen. But I think it's important to address it. Now, that being said, what do you do about players who have been inactive for a few seasons and deranked as a result? If I was, you know, Celestial or Eternity in season one or two, and I've been inactive for two or three seasons, now I'm probably, gold, maybe? What then? It's like, Marvel Rivals, you guys are the ones that deranked me, not myself. So how else am I going to climb back up, right? Yeah. So there is a little bit of a gray area in that regard. But I think in general. Yeah. The majority of players that play these types of games are not the super sweaties. They are the casuals. They are the 9-to-5ers, the dads, the uncles, right? So if you think about making the experience as best for them as possible, then that's the right way to go.
Yeah.
I don't care if the competitive players are the ones who are on stream, you know, providing views on Twitch or YouTube, whatever it is. I mean, look at Call of Duty. Like, the money that they make is from their casual players, not from their competitive players. What are we talking about? So it's you gotta please the majority and find the best possible balance for that to trickle down into the other demographics of players as well.
It's been a long time coming, and I wish more games would do it. Honestly, it's, especially like you said, like 90% of the players nowadays are 9-to-5 grinders. And as much as we hate to say it, business is business, and you lose your casual player base, you don't have a player base. Like,
you don't have a player base. Yeah. I mean, it happens, especially in the FGC. happens there all the time. You know, all of the serious tryhards stay, but it doesn't matter if your casuals aren't there. Who cares? Yeah. Now, talking about the penalties for early leavers.
They have Marvel early Rivals penalties now?
Ooh. Yeah. So the new punishment system targeting players who leave matches early. The goal is to make the experience more enjoyable for everyone, obviously, right? Like, that's what you're aiming towards. Like, how can we make sure that every game every player plays is as enjoyable as possible? There are some shitheads out there. Let's just address it, okay? There are people in silver, you know, who think that they know everything that there is about the game, and it's like, well, you're still in silver, so no one cares. But they exist. So there will be longer bans for those who leave competitive matches early. Greater point deductions as well. We like this.
Ooh, okay.
You could potentially be locked out for the entire season, depending on how many you rack up. But the part that I think is pretty cool is the players, like, or the teams who continue to play despite a leaver will get some sort of point compensation at the end of the match.
Interesting. Okay.
So it'll suck because you're one of your teammates left and now it's like an unfair advantage, but you'll still get some points in the end. I don't know if it's enough points to balance out the loss or what, but even if, you know, let's say, for example, a loss is 18 points and you give me 20, I'm okay with that. You know, I mean, I only gained 2 points, but better than losing 18. So,
yeah,
I think that's kind of cool. I think that's kind of cool. You know, if you have a shithead teammate who just leaves the game, you don't have to worry about, oh, you know, now I got to get D-ranked or whatever. It's all good. We just run it back again.
That's one thing.
It's pretty cool.
I do appreciate that from NetEase. Like, people can talk shit all they want, but like they're doing the things that should have been done by companies, you know, years ago, right? Like this literally the last two things we've been talking about. Like, it should be universal for all titles, right? Not just a random fucking Marvel Rival MOBA coming out of nowhere. Like, hey, we're gonna do this right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Some game at some point has to set the standard, right? I mean, Fortnite did the same when they released with their competitive scene. And all the money that they put into the competitive scene is like, they're like, all right, well, you game companies want to do this, we're gonna really set it at a much higher level, and put you other game companies to shame. You know, shame on you, right? So, if Marvel Rivals or whatever, I can't think of the name of the freaking company that's creating the game, but was it Tencent?
Or
who makes Marvel Rivals again?
NetEase,
that's what it is. If NetEase decides that they want to start to kind of, you know, set the standard or set the bar, then by all means, do it. You know, I'm all for it. You know, I'd be a liar if I told you I've never smurfed in the game. I'd be a liar. I definitely did in Halo Infinite. 100% did. And yeah, I felt like a shithead. I can't lie, man. I felt pretty bad. You know, like, getting into those, like, bronze lobbies after I hit Onyx, I was just like, man, these guys suck. Like, it was cool seeing the scoreboard, but at the end of the game, I'm just like, those people just left this game feeling like, F this. You know, just F this. Like, I'm done, you know? And, you know, it made me realize that in the gaming world, I do have a moral compass. Another example, in Deadlock, sometimes whenever the game starts, some players might be AFK when they reach the lane from the zip lines, and a player might just be standing still in the middle of the open, just you know, welcoming an attack. There are a lot of players who will stand there and just shoot the player, shoot the player, shoot the player, shoot the player, because they're not paying attention. I don't do it anymore. I was like, you know, I can't do it. You know, listen, I feel bad. The guy is clearly having some technical issues, or they're still on the pooper, you know, which is very well a possibility. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to focus on the lane. I'm gonna ignore the fact that there's a fresh kill standing right there in front of me. And I'm just going to, you know, I want to have some integrity here. So gamers, let's have some more integrity, okay? Let's not do the smurfing thing. To deal with the L's that you got to take when you're learning new characters, get over
it. It's part of life, guys. It's part of life.
Ups and downs, you know? Downs and ups. Ins and outs. That's just it's just how it works.
Speaking now, of which,
I don't know, ups and downs.
Yeah, right.
Man, GTA 6. I'm real excited for this game. We talked about GTA 6 in heavy detail. We played the hell out of GTA 5. I mean, it literally from the week it released, we played GTA 5. Yeah. And really excited to see GTA 6 is finally on its way. And of course, you know, we heard that it got delayed until May of next year, which sucked, but it is what it is.
Yo, Dogma, what up?
Come to find out, might be getting delayed again.
Again!
Again! Yeah. Yeah, might be getting delayed till September of next year.
September of next year. I mean,
it's only 4 more months. You know what I mean? Which is better than what most delays turn out to be. Most delays turn out to be a year.
Yeah. Did they give a reason why?
It's a rumor at the moment. It's not officially official from Rockstar. But quite a few sources are talking about it. So somebody's probably got some insider stuff. And they're making it known that this could be a thing.
Yeah, and they're probably going to get fucking sued to holy hell because of
it. Maybe. It's possible. I not to sound cliche, I really can't put into words my level of excitement to play GTA 6. As a 2000s baby, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto games since well, fucking Vice City, and Inception. It is one of my favorite series, like without question. No question whatsoever. So, I'm one of those people who I'm just like, it's my favorite game and I want it now. But we also wanted to make sure that the game, when it comes out, is also, you know, it's going to be ready for us, right? Yeah. So, no Cyberpunk release, please.
No, that's the thing. They have so much pressure on them, right? I mean, we've said it a few episodes ago. It's like, if anybody's setting the standard for next generation games, it's fucking Rockstar. And that's a weight on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge ass fucking weight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have faith. I mean, They pulled off 5. They supported it really fucking well. I hope the delay is more beneficial than not, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, not only did they support 5, well, they supported it for a long time.
Long fucking time.
Long time. I'm so... 2008 is when it released, right? On the 360?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's fucking crazy. Almost 20 years of support.
And they failed Red Dead 2 Online. Really? Was it that bad? I still okay. Hate me or not, I still have not actually played Red Dead 2. I played the shit out of the first one. I did play a little multiplayer from the first one, but I still haven't touched Red Dead 2. It's on the list. It's on the list.
What list? The Before I Die list?
Yeah, pretty much.
Brother. What? Red Dead.
Wow. I'm behind, dude. I'm behind.
No, you are. You are. That fucking game is worth the energy. It is worth the download. For sure, play that, please. I didn't pay enough attention to Red Dead 2 Online to know if they particularly failed it or just the players just weren't interested. I know that they did have a pretty deep RP community. I can't remember the name of the gang or the group it was, but there's like a really large group, gang or whatever that you can call it, where not only were they were friends online but also offline as well, and people went to other people's weddings and knew their children and stuff. Like, people were super 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 tight within that particular group, and it was more, I would say, a tighter family than your average GTA RP server. So there was some following or you know, some people playing at the beginning, but
cult following.
It's hard to say. Yeah. And they had almost like a marine type of initiation to get into the group. Like, you really had to go through like a long period of training and whatnot to even get into that group. So it was very, very, very serious. But they cared about each other.
Wanted to support online and following, but Rockstar didn't see it. I mean,
great game.
I'll play it eventually.
I played online, so when I played Red Dead 2 a couple years back, and after I was done with it, I went online, and they were just cheaters. People were aimbotting and stuff, so I was like, all right, well, Red Dead Online's dead, but the game, though, 100% worth it. 100%. Now, I keep thinking about GTA 6 RP and what that will look like. And I am just, like, chipping on my nails waiting for that, because I mean, are we gonna get just console release in May or September next year? Are we gonna have to wait another year for PC release?
Yeah, most likely, huh? Fuck.
I don't wanna.
Bro, I don't wanna. I'm thinking about selling my consoles. Fuck. I mean, don't tell me that.
I'll buy a PS5 if that means I get to play GTA 6 next year. I mean, I'm taking off work. Just like Metal Gear Solid Delta coming out this month, I'm taking a day or two off. All right? I need that.
Does PC have the specs? I mean, I guess it's not a bad idea, because it's like, if you create a game with consoles in mind, that's always like, yeah, literally always the same hardware, right? You don't have to deal with what type of fucking, you know, what type of GPU, CPU combo works, whatever. As long as you make it for console, I think it's easy to kind of just set the precedent of like, it works here. This is what you need. This is the minimum. Go have fun on PC, right?
Minimum system requirements. I mean, that's literally, that is a common thing to have in this game. I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm PCs coming from the aspect of like, instead of trying to code a game for all these different, again, CPU processor combinations, you just code it for console that's always static, always going to be the same, never going to change. You don't really have to worry about that variability. So hopefully in that aspect, everything's going to run smooth, especially when it gets ported to PC.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, console, we're not going to have to worry about that as much, right? Any major issues that they have, they should have it ironed out.
How big will GTA 6 be digital hard drive? How big will GTA 6 be the digital hard drive on the PS5 at all? Yeah, that's gonna be the question. If yo, Bullet, what's going on, man? I think that's gonna be one of the main questions too, especially if they are implementing AI as much as they say they are. That alone is going to just that space right there. Like just building the world and building that logic behind actual artificial intelligence is a lot in itself. But that also again goes back to this the spec question of, our console is going to be able to handle that kind of computation power, right? Because as we all know, 99% of AI for the last 3 years has been solely GPU intensive.
Damn.
So I mean, that's going to be a good question.
I've never seen Call of Duty takes up like a couple hundred gigs of space, and I can only imagine GTA doing more, like 300.
Do you imagine the fucking game's not even the code? It's just a straight fucking hard drive. We're going back to the old the big ass PC cases, and it's not a CD anymore. It's a fat ass fucking hard drive.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Just go straight back, bro.
Will PlayStation honestly try to push PS5 Pro by absolutely, dude.
Yeah,
absolutely. Every single fucking Xbox is gonna have a bundle. PlayStation is gonna have a bundle. Fucking. Please don't tell me this game's coming out on the Switch. There's no way, right?
Not happening.
There's no way.
Not happening. Nope. Not freaking happening.
That would be intense. Expect the bundles. 100% expect the bundles. There's no question about that. Rockstar sets the precedent right now, and if they move, everybody else moves.
Yeah, this is going to be a big deal. I mean, we are going to see a shift in the industry after this game is released. Somebody on Google, I was doing a Google search about this, and one of the common searches said, why is GTA taking 13 years? I love that. Somebody legitimately asked Google that question.
I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense, especially now that they have to... Or not have to, but I guess now that they're trying to implement AI. Because, like, of course, AI has been a thing for the past 10-ish years, whatever. But we've only seen major growth within the past, 3 to 4 years? So it's like, are they coming back up and, like, having to reassess their whole kind of how they're going to implement that because of that? Or is it just like, we're actually just taking our time in development and making sure this fucking works, right?
Yeah. And I guess my lack of knowledge on the subject is probably what leads me to speculate, you know, as opposed to really say something educational here. But I do, I will say this, just on the surface, I get excited thinking about it. Because, I mean, even in my job, I've started playing around with AI and figuring out ways to, like, simplify the everyday tasks that we do, you know, in my area. And I never truly thought about, oh, what if we put it into a video game? Like, what happens then? I mean, something simple that I think about is the stock market in GTA 5, right? How that stock market just kind of ran in the background in that game, and you either knew about it and you cared about it and you paid attention to it, or maybe you didn't pay attention to it, and it just but it continued to run on its own independently no matter what. And like that for me during that time was like, whoa, it's a stock, you doing your video game. So now we're taking it to the next level and saying that we're gonna basically put ChatGPT into this game at this point. Like, I don't even know where the possibilities lie. Like I'm just excited to see it.
You know, I mean, kind of like using that example, it's just like trying to build on top of, I guess, make the world seem more alive, right? In terms sure. of like, I don't know, just like an example that just popped in my head. Like, you got fucking, God, what's like the main, car place in GTA? Fuck.
PDM?
Yeah. So say you got like PDM, right? And you have, let's just like cut players out of it for a little bit, right? You know, you have your employees, blah blah blah. You have the location, and you know the stock market's going up because they're doing well, just like a normal company in the real world. Fucking gang comes in, starts fucking shooting up the place. People die, employees are gone. Like, it's just simple shit like that. You know, letting AI handle that kind of cause and effect is going to be so much more efficient than actually hard coding something, right?
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy. It's like you start having fights in a certain neighborhood and the
property value goes down.
Yeah. Property value goes down. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the kind of shit they need to like focus on, not so much how can AI enhance the player experience, but how can AI produce this cause and effect background situation scenarios that inadvertently do enhance the player experience, right?
Now, let's not forget that in GTA 5, when you assassinate the CEO of their Facebook, what was it called? Life Invader. the same thing happens, right? Like the value of Life Invader goes down. At that point, if you're smart or if you notice it, then you buy a ton of Life Invader stock. And then at some point in the future, stock goes back up. And now you just made I made like some billions, you know, in GTA 5 because I knew about that. I was like, oh yeah, you know, I remember seeing something within the game, or I think maybe it was in a cutscene where someone said, it looks like the stock went down for Life Invader. I was like, huh, let me go to my computer real quick. I was like, oh, let's just like go all in.
I got a million on the backside.
Yeah, now, the thing is, you don't have to do that. There's no mission in the game that says, go invest in Life Invader. But if you're wise enough and you're paying attention, then you know you take advantage of that moment, and it's that's cool. Like, let's continue that in video games, right? Like, let's keep pushing it. So I'm pretty excited. I'm when I say pretty excited, I'm shaking. Okay, I'm literally jittering from excitement.
It's just the potential is huge. It's just, again. Say this, said it once, you say it 50 million fucking times here on XP Share. Execution, brother.
Yes.
Execution. You can have everything up here, but nothing down here. It's not going anywhere.
That should be the title, actually. Execution Brother. That's
Brother.
Really good. I love that. Love that.
Fuck, man. I mean, it's...
Well...
I think it's going to be, like, between this year and 2026, stuff is going to happen. We're going to see some new things come out, new implementations, new adaptions. And I mean, fingers crossed, knock on wood, I think this is going to be the next, like, these next 2 years are going to set the precedent for how the industry moves forward, right?
Yes. There's a fly in here now. I'm pissed off. Sorry. Excuse me. But yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you totally. It'll be exciting to see the different news sources that kind of follow the trends and have those discussions. Like, this game's gonna be talked about in podcasts. It's gonna be like we're doing right now. It's gonna be it's gonna be a big deal. So.
Well, I think on top of all that, right, not only do the game companies have to produce this new exciting content, set the precedent for moving forward, but like we as consumers finally need to take a stand too, and not just straight up consumers, but like content creators, right? Stop being so fucking critical and negative for no reason. Man. Be constructive. Like that's literally it. You be constructive. Everybody else is going to be constructive. Shit's going to happen. We could have the next 2-3 years could be the fucking best in gaming for a long time. Right? But it's, again, it comes down to the consumers, the community, the creators, the game developers can only do so much. They create the experience, but it's up to us to curate that experience, right?
Yeah. It's the loud minority, man. As you know, I play the shit out of Deadlock on a daily basis. And for those who don't know, Deadlock is in a pre-alpha state. It's not even beta. It's extremely early. It's so early.
That... You still need to get invited, right? From somebody? Yeah.
You still need to get invited. Yeah. It's so early that some of the character models aren't even completed. Like, they have fucked up polygons on them, you know? That's how early it is. And every day, there are still players who choose to get on their freaking soapbox and say, oh, the game shit, the lag, latency, this and that. And I'm like, Duh. Yeah. I was laning with the guy yesterday who was just complaining. Oh, how did that punch connect with me? Da da da. Latency shit. This game shit. And I waited for like 5-10 seconds, and I just said, "Damn, it's almost like you're playing an alpha, isn't it?" You know. And he was just quiet. I was like, "Bro, like what are you expecting right now? Like, it's you are playing a pre-alpha." Video game, like it's littered with bugs. I experience a bug in Deadlock every single day. I don't complain. I'm like, all right, it's pre-alpha. It's pre-alpha. This is what happens, you know.
Well, that's the thing too. It's please, for the love of God, everybody needs to get out of this mindset. If you are playing. Any fucking game that is not fully released, and yes, that includes early access. Put it on your bingo card. help the fucking developers. That's what it is. That's what it's for. They're, as much as we hate it, as much as we hate this new nuanced age of early access and paying for this. For this experience that usually would be selected to a small group of people, you would have to apply for it. You would have to get a job. You would have to go to a play test. You would have to literally put yourself out there in order to test these games. And so now we're just sitting here taking advantage of like, oh yeah, I'll put $20 into this early access game that I know is not going to be finished, but I'm just going to sit here and complain about it and not report anything. Like, that's what they're asking you to do. That's what they're crying out for people to do, is if the game's not released, they want your help. They want your feedback. Fill out that form. Get on the fucking Discord. Talk to your friends. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. It's early access. They want your feedback. And sitting here complaining about a fucking game that's not finished and not providing feedback on how it can be finished, you're detrimenting everybody, right? You're detrimenting yourself, your mental, the developers, the future players. Like, put this in your mind for a sec. Put this in your fucking mind for a sec. All right. If you were part of like, say, 10 playtesters, right? And you ran into a bug in a fucking game in early access and you never reported it and you just complained about it and it never got seen, never got put through QA, nobody fucking knew about it, and then game gets released, you run into the same exact bug. The fuck you gonna do? The fuck you gonna say? Oh, the developers didn't see it. Oh, they didn't know about it. They didn't put enough testing into this. Bro, it's you. All right? You put money into this early access. You wanted to test this game for them. You said you were going to test this game for them. And you're letting out, you're not providing the feedback that they're requesting. And so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Complain about it more? Be like, yeah, I saw that bug. Yeah. Yeah. that sucks that it made it in release. I wonder when they're going to fix that. Probably more never, because you're the only one who fucking saw it. Right?
That's it.
Like, just think about it that way. Not everybody has the same experience. I've gone through multiple fucking betas, multiple playtests, multiple alphas, where people, of course, with different PC setups, are like, my game crashes here, this happens here. I've gone through so many betas where I actually haven't had a single problem. I didn't see a single glitch. I didn't see a single fucking bug. Maybe I was just too into the game, but like, there are times where I didn't see any flaws and I'm like, this is good. I see this working. Like, why is this not released? And then all of a sudden you see a band of other people. I'm crashing here. I'm doing this. This is glitchy. This is like, just because you are or are not having the experience that everybody else is having, like, that should just tell you that use your voice, bro.
Yeah.
Just use your fucking voice. Like, that's what we've been asking for the past 15 years.
Indeed.
If we don't want to keep going down this hole, why the fuck are you complaining that we're going down this hole?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
It's true. Rant over. I'm done. I'm good.
I 100% agree, though. No, listen, I'm on board with it. I'm on board with it. It's that's the whole purpose of that system. I actually unfollowed Deadlock creators on YouTube for that. There's a, I can't think of the guy's name anymore, but there was a dude who was really good at the game, but would just like, you know, he would lose. And it's like, and it's not like he would die to something crazy or out of this world. It was just like, you got outplayed, whatever. And rather than saying, damn, good play, you know, I just sucked, it would be like, oh, this game's shit, da, da, da. What the hell is Yoshi doing? Because Yoshi is like the lead community, you know, the lead community person for the game. And I was just like, I was over it. I unsubbed. I was like, yep, we're good. I'm gonna go watch people who, you know, are more entertaining, and that's that. And mm-hmm. I'm doing that from now on. Like for the really negative gamers who are just spewing that shit, I'm just unfollowing. I'm not going for it anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that it's got to start with it, right? You know, I can talk about, oh, gamers stop being negative and that, but I gotta actually, like, you know, yeah. it has to start with me. So
it always starts with the consumers.
Yeah.
It always starts with the consumers. Like, if,
yeah, 100%.
I mean, it's just like,
yeah,
it's just like government revolution, right? Fucking the people always have the most say, right? And it's the same situation here. If you're consuming the content, you're supporting the content. Like, it's that simple.
100%. You're part of the problem. 100%. Now, since we're on the subject of alphas and games that aren't released yet, let's talk about Battlefield 6, man.
Oh, man.
Have you seen gameplay for this shit?
Yeah, yeah. It looks
dog.
Bro.
We're back, bro.
Bro.
We're back, bro.
Dude, my first thought was like, my exact first thought was just like, all right, so I'm going to use keyboard and mouse when I'm a soldier. I'm going to use a controller when I'm a helicopter.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my controller on this side. I'll just bring it over when I jump in the tank or something. Just like it. Bro, it looks so good.
Looks so freaking good. I mean, it looks like, and it's funny too, because there are multiple times where we've had this conversation where we're like, why don't they just give us a Battlefield 3, Battlefield 4 type Battlefield again? Just give us that, like, Operation Metro feel, you know, again. Just bring that back one time and see what happens. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure maybe other people were saying the same thing. Maybe they were. Or they were saying, like, let's go back to the glory days. Because even in the COD community, people say, remaster Black Ops 2. Like, take us back to the glory days. And I think an important lesson was learned in Call of Duty Cold War, because the most popular maps in that game were the Black Ops 2 maps. Who would have thought? You know, people were playing Raid and Standoff more than anything else in Cold War. So, I don't know, maybe someone, you know, at EA DICE was like, we should take note of this. Like, if the players want the classic, that classic feel that made them love the game so much, let's bring that back. Now, that said, there is sliding. Don't get into it. There is sliding. It doesn't
seem there's dolphin diving, like, too, technically.
Okay, dolphin diving. Now, I haven't seen slide canceling. I was watching Skump play. And at no point, I don't remember seeing him do any sort of, like, COD movement, you know, like, slide canceling per se. But there is sliding, though, so it's probably, like, more of, like, a Call of Duty Ghost feel. Because in Ghost, you couldn't fire while sliding. You were just sliding to get from one location to the next. So,
yeah.
If that's the case, then I think, you know, you're going to have a lot of 9-to-5ers that are very happy with that change, including myself. You know, I am approaching the unk phase in my life, and don't get me wrong, I love crack gameplay, you know, I love it, but also give me some a little more tame, you know, bring me back down a little bit.
Yeah,
these hands can only move so fast now.
Well, I mean, they're bringing back the peak system.
Yep, I did see that.
So that's already gonna bring a whole level of. Was going to say campiness, but I mean, that just sounds disingenuous at this point, but still, it's like they're bringing it back. It's still there. At the end of the day, it's a Battlefield game. You're not, like, unless you're a sniper on a fucking hill, you can't really camp anywhere, right? It's like,
come on.
Domination. What are you going to do? Fucking sit on one point and just sit in a house all, like, the whole game. It's not, you can't really do that with Battlefield. Like, especially with, like, the jets nowadays too. It's like, are the ones that are coming in is, oh, here comes a bomb. Like, oh, and that, the destruction, dude. Oh my God. Man. Bring it back. If fucking,
man.
I was watching one of the I don't think it was a trailer video. I think it was a player video. It was just threw C4 out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Crater. Cover.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, buddy. It looks so good. It looks so good. I'm really excited to play it. I haven't tried to play any. Is it a beta? Or is it an actual, or is it the actual game itself? I think it's a beta, but
which one?
I haven't actually played it yet. Battlefield 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I think Chicken was talking about it the other day. I think the release date is set for August, but he got like an email saying he gets in the beta 2 days early, so I don't know. It was really weird. The email was weird because it was like, oh yeah, game releases on August 5th, so you have 2 days to play the open beta. So I think it was a typo, but I'll have to talk to him about that.
Yeah, I just looked it up right now. So it's actually an open beta. August 9th and the 10th, and then August 14th and the 17th.
Oh, okay. So that's just okay. So there's no actual release this year.
It is. It's October 10th.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's gonna be really exciting. I can't wait for that.
I might jump onto that if I have time for sure.
Yeah.
It's been way too long.
Nah, for real. I mean, that was like college days for you and I, man. I just playing that all the time like that. I love that. We got tired of playing COD. Screw it. Let's go play some Battlefield. Just Operation Metro. Sit down. We sit prone, right on our dicks with an LMG and just mow shit down. You know, like that. Let's bring it on back to the good old days.
That's the other thing too. I was watching Shroud play some. He actually started playing Battlefield 4. He's like, I've never actually played Battlefield 4. Let's go install this.
Nice.
Somebody said something, but basically the topic came up of like, so what if Call of Duty comes out around the same time? And he was literally just like, so what if it does? Like, so what? Like they're two separate games. Why is it always a competition between Battlefield and Call of Duty? Why can't they just fucking coexist? And it's that simple. Like you got your Call of Duty arena shooter, you got your Battlefield open world shooter. It's like they're two completely different games and they can coexist together. You can play both. You don't have to pick one. Contrary to popular belief, you don't have to pick one.
It's so true. It is true. They're not the same game. Battlefield is not an arcade arena shooter. Like it is an open world, like massive scale shooter. So I mean, yeah, it's not wrong. I mean, it's you would want to compare Call of Duty to something like X Defiant, which didn't really work out. Well, you're not gonna compare it to Battlefield. I mean, I literally just said before you and I would play Call of Duty, and if we got tired of it, screw it, let's go play Battlefield. You know, that was what we did. You know, whenever we feel like a little more chill, you know, intense moments here and there, go play Battlefield. If we just want to be on fucking G Fuel enemas, then we go play COD. Like it's all. It was a mood, right? If anything,
G Fuel enemas, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But I mean, even both Call of Duty and Battlefield, they like, let's not lie to ourselves. They both had their own identity crises. There was a time, it was what, 3 to 5 year span where they were actively fighting each other. There's team deathmatch in Battlefield. They had fucking tanks and shit in fucking World at War. Like they were going back and forth, but again, it's stick to your guns. They're two different fucking games. They can coexist in itself. Like, not everybody has to make a better version of somebody else's project, right?
I agree.
Just, yeah. So many factors, I guess. But nonetheless, dude, I'm excited. I don't know how many hours I'm going to be able to put into it, but I mean, it's about goddamn time. And I called it. I'm just going to say that. You can go to my Twitter. I fucking called it. Sorry, we're not getting Battlefront 3. As much as you guys wanted that, I knew it wasn't going to happen. They weren't going to... If it was any other company, maybe they would have listened. But like, the timing was terrible, right? As far as like, we want to finally, after 10 years, try to show everybody to put in our heart and souls to Battlefront 2 so that they try to start working on Battlefront 3. And let's not beat around the bush and pretend that they weren't already in development with Battlefield 6 for the past 3-4 fucking years.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
I mean, this
is looking like the better choice anyway. So I'll take this.
It was great. It was, I mean, maybe this is the start, right? Battlefield 6 is coming back to Battlefield 4, right? Does that mean Battlefront 3 is going to go back to the PS2 version? Are we going to have actual fucking, like... Bro, again, you take the PlayStation version of Battlefront and you bring that back to the people. That's what everybody really wants, right?
Yeah.
And I think, again, like, people finally started realizing that is Battlefront 2 is, they were already starting their way there. They just need to refine it. And maybe this is it. Battlefield 6, Battlefront 3. Maybe this is all we've been waiting for, guys.
Ooh-wee.
Imagine.
We'll have to find out. We'll have to see.
Oh, fuck. I hate the word. Y'all know I hate the word, but I'm excited for this year and next.
I am too. I think that things are looking good. I mean, my bias from Metal Gear Solid alone has me excited for this year. So,
wait, when's that supposed to come out?
The 25th.
Oh, this month?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you in October. All right. Got it.
Yeah. At least you know. Hey, I told the girlfriend, hey, listen, I love you, but I don't love you when this game comes out. I don't know you when this game comes out. Okay. Don't call me. Don't open the door. She said she's gonna sit and watch me play the game. So hopefully she enjoys it.
Fucking bring it.
If she does enjoy it, I'm going to enjoy it. Okay. You know?
That's my game.
Yeah. We're here for me, not for her.
Listen to the vinyl on the fucking background.
Oh my gosh, dude. When I hear that initial horn riff, you know, start just do, I'm like, yes. I can't wait. I just cannot wait, man.
Even going to the GTA 6 strip club. Who knows, dude?
Word. Well, you know, hey, the strip club, the GTA 6 are going to be crazy. Like, they're going to be freaking nuts, bro. Man, I think some people are, I think the word gooner is going to be taken to like a new level when GTA 6 comes out. Like, there's going to be some real ass gooners when that game comes out, bro. The memes, that's another thing. We got to say that. I cannot wait for the GTA 6 memes.
Oh my God.
The internet is going to be on fire when that game comes out. Can't wait, man. Can't wait.
We're all ready for the world shutdown already. It's gonna be like a week straight. Everything's just gonna feel so weird.
Make it happen.
And the funny part is everybody's gonna have some excuse that's not playing GTA 6. Oh, what were you doing last weekend? I missed you all week. Oh yeah, I was at the doctor's. I had a no. Nobody's gonna admit that they took time off work to play GTA 6.
Word. Get it? Have your beard grown out? All that shit. Yeah. Like it would be like Quagmire when he discovered porn. That's what it's gonna be like. That's exactly what it's gonna be like.
it's gonna be so good. It's gonna be great. I think we're on a good path. We're finally hitting it. Indie games are on the come up. AAA is on the come up. People are starting to finally wake up. Knock on fucking wood. And again, maybe this is the next 2 to 3 years where we break out of the past 10, 15 year cycle of just spewing fucking dog shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Maybe. We'll have to see. Until then, we just keep going. Keep gaming, y'all. We love y'all, as always. You know, for those who show up and participate in the chat mute.
Those we specific it. Individuals that remind me to do things that I still don't fucking do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bingo card.
Love you, dog.
Bingo card. Bingo card. Can't forget it.
Yeah. But I mean, with that said, also like Crack Media is I'm always looking for somebody who wants to just, I mean, again, like base motto for Crack Media right now is if you want to do it and you have the passion to do something, we'll help you get there. And that goes into the aspect of like, we need staff. We need stuff to get handled. God forbid the four of us here can't do it ourselves. So if anybody's interested, even remotely in esports, like we'll help you do what you want to do, right? That's pretty much what we stand for here.
That's love.
With that said, guys, thank you very much. Missed you all. Episode 53. Hopefully we won't be skipping next episode. It's been great. Mike, I missed you. I wish everybody else was here. Yeah, it's gonna be a great 2025 for Crack Media, you guys. Stay tuned.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Love y'all. Episode 53. Deuces.
Hey, Quang here. I hope you're enjoying the XP Share podcast. If you agree with my takes, you should tell everyone in the Cracked Media Discord. If you disagree, you should go to the Cracked Media Discord and find CJ_Zephyr. And only tell him. Privately. Thank you.